friends, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Fort Worth Roots.
You can find Fort Worth Roots on all of your favorite streaming platforms, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. We're also on YouTube. You can see the videos that are associated with each and every episode. Just go to any of these platforms. In fact, you can just Google it. Type in Fort Worth Roots. I try not to gloat about these things, but you need to know that we won Fort Worth Magazine's Best of 2024 for podcast. We were selected, and we couldn't be more grateful. Thank you to everybody that has been involved with the show, our guests, our listeners, and anybody that's helped us along this journey. It's always very, very appreciated whenever we pick up one of these acknowledgments. So thank you to the Fort Worth Magazine, and thank you to all of our friends inside and out of the podcast arena. Thank you. Today's episode is a little bit of what's life really about, man, mixed with some AI and a new track released by our guest, our artist today. So a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a lot of music. You can find our guest on Instagram as Dave Cave, and we will have links for all of his art and content in the show notes. So make sure you check that out. We always like to highlight one of our sponsors at the beginning of the episode. Stay tuned to the very end. We'll tell you about all of our wonderful sponsors helping us keep the lights on here at the Fort Worth Roots Podcast. McFly's Pub is a 1980s Back to the Future themed bar, and we're really excited to talk about this sponsor this week because we got them to sign back up. Recently, they went through ownership change. So if you've been out to McFly's before and you think you know what McFly's Pub is all about, you don't. New ownership, new bar manager, and the place is the same vibe, but ran a little bit differently. So go check this place out. Like I said, 1980s Back to the Future theme bar, and people are traveling from other countries to come see this place. If you're here in the Fort Worth area, you'd really got to check it out because you don't have to travel from England. Like our friend from England that brought his Johnny Five replica robot. If you don't remember right offhand who Johnny Five is, Google that. It was the robot from Short Circuit, and this gentleman built a full replica of this thing. I mean, it moves. Its arms move. Its tracks move. It's just like the real thing from the movie. And this guy hit up McFly's Pub and said, hey, could I bring my robot to your pub? And of course, they're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do that. But this is the kind of attention that this place draws. It's really cool, and it's picking up worldwide attention. So go check it out. Plug it into your Google Maps, your Apple Maps, whatever. Navigate your way to McFly's Pub, 1980s Back to the Future theme bar, and tell them the Fort Worth Roots podcast sent you. Big thank you to everyone that came out for the May 11th River Oaks Spring Fest Car Show Year 3. It's an absolute blast. We were blessed with some really awesome weather, nice cool breeze on a 78 degree day, and hundreds of classic cars, lots of vendors, food trucks. It was a blast, and it was our second leg of the live music festival put on by the Fort Worth Roots podcast to help support small businesses here in the area and provide an additional stage for our musicians. We hope you can make it out. May 25th, consequently, is at McFly's Pub. It is free. Sarah Savage is going to be opening up for the Traumatics, and we're seeing if we can cram a few more ideas into this little festival, but we hope you can make it out. Again, that is May 25th out at McFly's Pub. Starts at 7 p.m. That is enough talking out of me. We are going to fire this episode up right off the bat with an instrumental track from the new single released by our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the Fort Worth legend, the wild, the great, the awesome, the amazing Dave Cave. And let's start the show. We'll be right back. Dave Cave. That beat slaps so hard, and I got to tell you, it's not because she doesn't like it, but my girlfriend is so tired of hearing that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Dude, thank you.
Thank you for sending that to me, because I had a guy, and I might have already told this story. This was up at work a few weeks ago. The guy's like, man, I hate that. You just can't find good music anymore. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, they just don't make good music anymore. It's like, you are missing out. You need to come to Fort Worth and see some live music, or check out some of our local artists, or hey, give the Fort Worth Roots podcast a chance. We're always bringing in some awesome music from our local community, and this track kind of reflects that. So excellent.
Well, of the podcasts in Fort Worth, y'all are one of the greats. So I could mention a couple others, but we're not doing any free promotion. Is there a camera on us right now?
There's not. The GoPro took a dump on us today, so we will not have a video, but it will still be on YouTube. I'll put up some pictures and maybe some content that you got going on your socials. But yeah, no camera today. I know that you've been on other podcasts, and you've given Fort Worth Roots some love. So go ahead, man. Tell us which podcast you like here in Fort Worth.
Let's see. The Go Rogue podcast, I think, is out in Arlington. They're killing it, and they gave me a shout-out recently, so I got to give some love back.
It's called Go Rogue?
Yes, and they do more hip-hop stuff.
Okay, need that.
Yeah, I think that that's actually something that I do want to speak on, is I think that send any publication one way or the other, but I think we could definitely see more hip-hop integration into like the here Fort Worth scene a little bit.
I could
say that, and maybe they'll agree. But there's definitely two camps. There's like the rock main, you know, there's a scene that kind of exists in the Main Street Magnolia area. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in the same town, we've got Half Pint Lorraine Perkins, you know, doing the thing. And it's like, I never see too many write-ups about him. But he's like on a No Jumper and stuff like this. So it's like, where are the missing links?
Okay, well, I'm going to jump in there for, I think it's, is it Tom Martin with
yes.
Air Fort Worth?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to speak up on his behalf. Hope he doesn't mind that. But they do a mixer first Tuesday of every month, and you mm-hmm. can go on Instagram. They're really good about updating their social media. If our individual hip-hop artists inside the area or otherwise would like to get the message out, talk to people that are in the music community here in Fort Worth, they got to go to those mixers. I mean, if we're going to put here Fort Worth in the conversation, mm-hmm. then we got to make sure that these hip-hop artists, or however they categorize themselves, anybody that thinks they need deserve a little larger slice of the pie, well, they need to be showing up to these Tuesday mixers for sure. And now I'm guilty. It's difficult. We all have very busy schedules, and I wish I could make it to every one of those here Fort Worth mixers, but I just can't. And so I do understand people that can't make it out to those, but also feel like they should get a little bit more attention inside their category, their genre, or whatever. But you got to make it out to these social gatherings if you want to be considered in part of the scene there.
Networking is a big part of it. And shout out Tom and here Fort Worth. They've been doing a lot of good stuff.
So hell yeah.
I don't have a bad thing to say. But, no, and it, you know what it might be is part of the culture might, you know, not be, you know, showing up to what seem like town hall meetings, you know, and just being like, you know, let's shake hands and be, you know, all with, sure. you know, everybody. But, you know, I do think that's an integral part of the industry mm-hmm. is it's not, we don't have to be so standoffish, yeah. you know.
Well, and not to chomp your head off, but it's something I'm really passionate about. Because
same. And that's why we're
probably, I don't know, 50 episodes ago, I started making the point like, hey, where's our hip hop people? What's going on? I've got everybody from every other genre, except maybe jazz, but where are these people? So I made an active, it was a goal of mine to get more hip-hop artists on the show. And I was able to get a few in the door, but I got to put some of the responsibility back on the hip-hop community. If you want to have a larger slice of the pie, you got to get involved with Tuesday mixers with here Fort Worth. You got to go to these meetups. You need to come, and you need to support other local artists. I don't see you. Where are you? Also on podcast, there's
there's some podcasts inside the area that it seems like hip-hop artists kind of gravitate towards. But I'll tell you right now, and I'm not going to drop any names, the Fort Worth Roots podcast has really made a very diligent effort in trying to get the spotlight on these hip-hop artists, and we're not getting any calls back. So,
You know what I don't hear much of anymore, and it's these... I can't see. Hold on. Let me put these on right quick.
I can kill that overhead. I had that on just for presentation, but we can kill that.
No hip-hop groups. Like, think about, like, Souls of Mischief, you know, and some of the groups that existed in the 90s. A lot of artists, not just, you know, rap artists, I'm talking about, you know, solo artists will try to break out and do something as a solo artist without ever being part of a group, you know, and it's like, you got to know what that's like. You know, it, well, not everybody, of course. It's kind of generalizing. But also to speak on that, I'm not necessarily part of the hip-hop culture, so I can't speak on that per se.
No, but you're a pillar of the local Fort Worth music community.
I appreciate you saying that.
It's true.
And likewise, you put in quite the work, my friend.
Well, I keep getting invited to the party. I keep getting invites. I'll keep showing up.
Well, may the invites, you know, come as they may. And if they don't, you know, who wants to go to that party anyways?
And may the 4th be with you.
Hey, for sure. Wait, is that today?
That's today.
Oh, man. I'm a big Star Wars fan.
Are you?
What's your favorite one?
I'm big on the originals, man. I grew up with that stuff. And then I remember the excitement whenever they did the kind of the re-release. They had the digitally remastered versions of it, and they re-released them in the theaters. And that happened when I was probably somewhere between 10 and 13 years old. And man, it was exciting. And then shortly after that, they rolled out the next three, which were the preceding three, right? Mm-hmm. And I was not a big fan of those. I thought that was kind of a step backwards for the Star Wars franchise, but yeah.
It's probably an age thing, you know? For sure. I've never seen those first original three in theaters, actually. Okay. And I never thought about that till now. But I remember seeing them on VHS because they had this intro with this guy interviewing George Lucas.
Yeah.
And it was like they had this like starry background, and he was in, you remember how everybody in the 90s was wearing tan for no reason?
Not really.
Oh. I don't know. It was like, and then like 2000 happened and it was all like blue, you know, and like different colors. And yeah. But yeah, no, it was.
Blue got cheaper, I guess, maybe.
2005 just seems blue. I don't know why.
Okay. But, no, I kind of get that, like Matrix and Underworld and kind of that, yeah.
Certain years
a little darker, a little
like
bluer.
Decades, isn't that interesting that like decades have like color schemes? Like if you think of the 50s,
Never thought of that, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Mm. What color pattern or scheme do you think when you think 50s?
Well, see, we're cracking into the inner workings of Dave Cave's brain right here. Mm. You're an artist, so you've got. A different way of looking at life, I think. Ask the question again. What decade?
The 50s.
The 50s.
If you were to put like a like three colors to go with that or something.
I want to say yellow.
Mm. Interesting. I would put more yellow in the 60s, but I could also see that. I would think, for me, the 50s seemed like turquoise with like hot pink. You know, that's probably because like the Cadillac colors. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. But,
I don't know.
It was kind of a shot in the dark answer. That's the first time I've ever tried to conceptualize
it's
a decade
point.
With a color. Mm. That's funny.
Where were we before we jumped over
I have
here?
No idea. And that's
well,
okay. That's
we'll
how this
right
goes
back.
Sometimes. Well, I tell you what, I had to start the episode off with a track, and I'm going to have to explain that to people in the intro why we rolled right into that. But, man, I have been just burning up that track, listening to it probably three or four times a day since you sent it to me just a couple two or three days ago. But tell me what's going on there. First of all, thank you for being here. This is the first time we've had Dave Cave in the studio on a dedicated episode. You've popped into some of our group recordings that we've done, but you've never officially had an episode. So thank you for doing this with me.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to have to tell everybody all about you. So let's start with instruments. What instruments do you play?
Well, on this one specifically, this one coming up, the release is called Batty. And it's got four tracks. One of them is the single with the vocals and stuff. And then we've got two B-sides. And I didn't know whether to call it a single or an EP because these B-sides are like 1 minute long.
Yeah.
You know, and some change on the other one. But and then I come back with the instrumental as the third track. But if you listen to the full thing through, it should give you a good vibe. this one that we just listened to is the instrumental, and this one was kind of crafted for DJs and stuff like that. It's at a good 128 BPM, and I believe that is ideal dance track stuff.
Well, as I'm listening to it, I was just picking up all different ways that I could use it on the show. And I know by reviewing some of the emails that you and I have been sending back and forth, we had started trying to do a Fort Worth Roots, like 2024 music playlist. And you had submitted something to me. And we just didn't have enough traction to make a full playlist. But I want to get back into that. And I would love to have this track on that playlist.
Of course.
But something else I want to do is I want to have a rotation of music like this on our hot buttons so that whenever we're doing an episode, we can show a little light for one of our local musicians. So just have this on standby so we could play it.
For sure. That sounds good to me. Thank you.
So
it's an honor, actually.
Let's get back into the track, though. Tell me.
that gives me a lot of hope going forward, because I've been listening to this thing for months, right?
Yeah.
And, like, to hear the excitement that I've been feeling is really giving me a lot of traction. Fuel to the fire.
Well, it's catchy as shit. And I think more in terms of music whenever I'm thinking of decades instead of colors. And this feels a lot like maybe four or five decades all crammed into one track. I mean, there's a lot going on in here. And towards the end of the track, it starts really leaning into like early 2000s kind of techno rock or alternative rock. And I don't know what else I'm hearing here, but I'm feeling a lot of different things.
I'll explain some of the ingredients here, because I do like talking about this stuff, but it is also kind of a bit like a magic trick, because you don't want to go talking about
it. But, don't reveal the secrets.
No, the theater of the mind is a real thing. And if somebody can paint a picture, because think about that music video you create in your head when you're listening to your favorite song.
Right.
It's all about that moment. Well, part of it. Anyways, so one of the elements that I like is the glockenspiel. And that's something that me and Pete had to like look a bit for the right one. Pete Wieringa is the engineer on this one.
Okay.
And he's somebody that I'd kind of been seeing around the way. And
it sounds familiar. Does he have a studio around here?
Yeah, Studio 511.
Okay.
And also EMP Studio. And the name of the owner escapes me right now. But that's where he kind of, his home base is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we were talking about this glockenspiel, because it sounds like Madonna stuff, you know, and that stuff from the 80s.
Okay.
Mall rock,
yeah,
you know, almost.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting piece. We can get into it a little bit. But yeah, I do really like the glockenspiel bits. It's fun.
And we got to give Cassandra Mae Lawrence a little bit of love here. That's
of course.
Doing the vocals in the background.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, the first time I heard that in the studio, I was blown away. Like, I think I said something in the studio, and you might be able to hear it on record. Like, it's still, like, in the drum track or something. It's, like, after the drum track. It might have been after the drum track. But I was still, like, I was hyped about the whole thing. But her voice in that, whenever I heard that first mix, it blew my mind.
Yeah.
So I think that people are really going to like this if they, they've kind of heard the track by now. But it's something that I'm really happy about.
And when are you getting ready to release?
Aiming for middle May. It's in the mastering process right now.
Okay.
The guy is, I found out, mastering a double live album, and we had planned to have it out by May 7th, but it might take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But not too much time.
Okay. And you brought two CDs and one cassette, and a lot of respect for the cassette, because I still have some cassettes, and I have a boombox that I got from Costco about half a year ago. Megan actually picked it up. But it had a cassette deck in it. And that was one of the big things for me. I'm like, it's got a cassette deck.
I remember that too. Whenever I got a car that had a cassette deck in it, I remember going to the store and getting Van Halen's 1984, and I wore out Panama, you know. But so this one right here is, so this kind of explains a bit of the story, you know, my Fort Worth roots, I guess, as it were.
Nice.
You know, whenever they drop the name of the movie in the movie.
Uh-huh.
All right. So this is my pop's, and this is his cassette tape from the
80s. That's who's on the cover?
Yep.
Okay, right on.
And
very
he also
prestigious looking gentleman.
Yes, indeed. He always kept a good cut. And then over here is something he did from, I think, 2001. Anyways.
Now, is that your music or is that his?
This is his.
Oh, okay.
Same name.
Okay.
Kind of Dread Pirate Roberts, maybe.
Nice, know. Nice, yeah.
But yeah, just it's kind of where I came from. And he would do shows at like the Bass Hall.
Mm-hmm.
He would get calls from the White House to sing at their Christmas parties, and like this was a couple years in a row. And so I've always saw or seen this as a viable option as long as you work hard enough and you put the work. You know, you have to have a bit of something like there has to be some je ne sais quoi, whatever the French say. They say a lot, me. But I ain't trying to. Anyways, but yeah, it's it gave me the confidence to work hard at it, you know, and that's why I'm here, you know. So that's a bit of that.
Well, you do put in the right kind of work too, because Fort Worth Roots has been putting on shows for a couple of years now, and you do a great job of coming out and showing your support, and we really appreciate that. But you're also tied into the music community. You're always going to see other people's shows, and that's the kind of stuff that pays off in dividends, you know, just being a part of the community. So aside from your musical talent and all the hard work you're putting in on that side, what I've noticed is that you're out there trying to support other people too, and that's very appreciated, and everybody needs that. And I think that that's, you know, going back to talking about our friends in the hip hop community, come on out and play. I mean, that's part of the process, right?
Exactly. It's fun when everybody shows up.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the party is.
Yeah.
You know, we can all have this party in theory, you know, and be, it's good to focus on your own stuff, you know, but when you realize that a lot of folks are putting in the same effort in their own avenues, you know, you gotta cut it loose every now and then. So, and a big part of that is showing up.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's, you know, at that or it's, you know, just at just a random band. You know, Fort Worth is great because you can toss a stone, as they say, and hit a good band. You know, on a good Friday or Saturday night, you know, there's not a bad option.
No. No. You got a lot of really great choices around here. And
give me three Fort Worth bands you like right now.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my the ones that I can't miss for
sure.
Nothing.
Sure, yeah.
All right, so you got the Traumatics. Mm. And you know, this is unfair because I know a lot of musicians, but
that's okay. Just the three that came to mind.
Okay, so here are the three that are playing their asses off, and since they play so often at so many different venues here in Fort Worth, it's the easiest to go see them, right? And so I'll just bracket it that way. I don't want anybody to get upset because I could list off 100. So the Traumatics, they're in our music series. And it's an excellent band, and they play all the time. And the Traumatics brings out a group of friends that support each other, and that's also really fun to see. You guys listening to this episode today just have no idea how much that means whenever you show up to these shows. And it's really cool to see that. So aside from their music being exceptional, the vibe, the party, the group that they bring along with them, their entourage, it's an experience every single time they play. The Jaybirds is another really stellar band, totally different style of music, but just like the Traumatics, I mean, they bring out the right crowd, maybe not a huge crowd, but they bring out a great crowd. And yeah, this is just so unfair. Because I've got so many friends that are just killing it and getting inducted into the Amplify 817 family. And
if I can't interject, one benefit to anybody listening that's in the scene or outside of the scene of having the Traumatics on your bill is that they're all like doctors, right? So if something goes wrong in the crowd.
Well, I know that if anybody has a hand injury, Doc Rock is there. He is a Texas Surgeon General and has literally written textbooks on hand surgery.
So this is a great band for a rumble. Like if there's like just a rough crowd, you want them there in case they're fighting.
Well, and I don't think Doc, I don't know that I've ever really seen Doc tie one on, right? Sure. But I'm sure he's going to see live music or play on stage without planning on breaking out the surgical equipment. So,
yeah. Last resort kind of thing. You don't want to make it the Ozzy Osbourne thing where it's happening at every show. You know, that didn't happen at every show. I know somebody's going to jump in the comments or something.
But let me just list off the people that we've got in our live music series, because these are some of my absolute favorite bands, and that's why they're on the bill for the live music series. And I've gotten kind of some sideways comments from some of my friends that are also wonderful musicians, but they didn't get to be part of the live music festival this year. Mm-hmm. And what it comes down to simply is that I don't have the funding, and I wanted to make sure that everybody got paid this round. Participating in the live music series. So we kicked things off in March with The Gray out at Pouring Glory, Max Cusin and his homies. And, you know,
shout out The Gray.
Yeah.
Nah, they're killing it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely incredible. And the performance that they did, or Max Cusin, I think specifically, on the stage for the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards. Mm. Yeah, just, he's incredible. And I had the pleasure of watching Max grow. As a young musician, and he's killing it. And The Gray is killing it.
They're one of the bands I was going to mention. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
it's going to be them, Fantomello, and
Fantomello's great.
Mean Motor Scooter's been a force for a minute.
I
was also going to mention Ben C. Jones, because mm-hmm. we might do a show over Bernie's Jones, at some point.
But. Yeah, I mean, we don't have bad musicians in Fort Worth.
No, and that was my point. Is, you know, circling back is right quick, and we can jump back to that. Is like there's a couple that came to mind just immediately. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the talent, let me correct myself, because it's happening in a lot of places, but it's magic that it's happening here, like to be here in this time.
Yeah.
And we can celebrate that.
Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations, one of my big homies. He's been in my corner since we started doing these events, since we've been kind of rubbing shoulders with the music community. Richard Keller and everybody in his band, our buddy Slim Pickens, Mr. Prior Jordan, and then let's see here, we got the Traumatics out at McFly's. That's going to be our May event. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm struggling here. June and July, we've got Late to the Station with Carrie and Paul Smith, and I am going to be in so much trouble here.
No worries.
We got the Jaybirds. I know the Jaybirds in there. Got them on stage at one of these. And then closing things out at the end in September, we're going to have all these bands on one stage out at Pouring Glory to kind of close the whole live music series thing out. And you know, next year we want to do it bigger and better and make sure that we get more musicians on stage, but we need people to show up so that we can do bigger and badder things and get more musicians on stage. But at the bottom of the flyer that we've been posting all over town, it says that this is in an effort to support local businesses and provide additional stages for local musicians. And that's the scope of the whole thing. The one I was struggling with is the spectacle. That's Dustin Schneider from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Oh, yeah, and, I know Dustin.
Yeah, they put on a hell of a show. So that's going to be at the Cicada. So here's the full roster. McFly's May 25th. Augie Sunset Cafe, that's June 29th. That's with the Jaybirds. Late to the Station, Panther Island Brewing, July 20th. And then the spectacle at the Cicada. And then September 28th is our big event. But as some people have pointed out, last year's September event was so crazy hot. Mm. There's no way we're doing that again. So we have a contingency worked into it. If September 28th rolls around and it's too hot, all of our vendors, all of our musicians, everybody's going to reconvene, and we're going to move it to October 5th. So we're not doing any more of that standing on a skillet out there, concrete floor, 105 degrees outside. So
big true.
But yeah, and just so everybody knows, because there's 100 musicians that I didn't just list off, I value all these people, and just because they're not on the live music festival bill does not mean that I didn't want them there.
Well, a rule of show biz is you always leave them wanting more. So
there's always more. Hey. Right,
anyway, so we'll do a little bit of a palate cleanser, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So What does it seem like?
A towel. You have a towel. It's a hand towel.
You'd be wrong. So it's actually turned off right now, but this is actually an ever-moving towel.
An ever-moving towel. It's turned off.
When you turn it on and you're, you know, just kind of moving it about and stuff like that, you know, say this is great for people who are working anywhere, really. All you need is...
Folks, it's a hand towel. He has a hand towel in his hand.
Yes, you'll just need to visit my website and... Anyway, so what you do is you just turn it on. It keeps moving around. And as long as you keep moving around, your boss will leave you alone.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like a, hey, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm planning on selling some in about a year. Hit the website. Maybe $9.99.
Now, is it a custom ever-moving towel? Did you have that thing made up?
I actually got that at a local tailor made by, I think it was Target or somewhere.
Hey, you sent me another track. Can I play it?
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about what's going into this. Are you mastering these or producing these completely from a computer? Are you on drums here? What's going on?
I did all this and I sent it to Pete to mix, and then we sent it off to be mastered right now. But this was kind of an interesting just dive into synthesizer stuff. You know, I wanted to create an anthem in 1 minute. There's a lot of people trying to write songs that are 5 minutes and, 10 minutes and all this stuff. But it's like, let's do a challenge. Let's try to create something in exactly 1 minute that is like, it could be used as a stadium anthem. It's a great walk-on song. It's a great closing song.
Yeah.
Booking kind of a thing.
Okay.
But so this is a point I also want to talk about. And this is, out to everybody writing songs and everything like that. We shouldn't be focusing on creating the perfect 3 minutes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's a lot of people worried about that one song. But say that one song hits, and then you're going to be wanted at stadiums and stuff. How are you going to fill that hour? So I think, it's more something that I kind of implicated and focus on is, you want to focus on building the perfect hour and a half. Uh-huh. Think about every band you go to see at an arena. It's always like an hour and a half. Even, Kiss, Paul McCartney, maybe 2 hours. But they've got a lot of hits. So at that, like my advice to an Ice Spice is build like a rapport. Make sure, have a lot of songs put out. And I don't really know her music like that. She might. But I think one thing that a lot of modern artists suffer for is like having just one song that pops off.
Yeah. Looks like you're leaking. Oh, don't worry about it.
I blame that. We got to blame that on Logan Paul and Prime. That is a.
Is Logan Paul, is he the one that's. Scheduled. Oh, you got the ever-moving towel. Perfect. Is Logan Paul the one that's supposed to be fighting Mike Tyson?
Yeah. Are you looking forward to that?
Dude. More power to him. It's a ridiculous money grab, but somebody's going to get hurt bad. Somebody. I don't know. The thing is,
Mike Tyson, who's going to get hurt bad is the one that make bets.
Well, yeah, that's true,
wrong
too.
Bets, at
that's
least.
True, too. Well, Mike Tyson is, of course, a legend and an incredible athlete for his day and time. And it's going to be interesting. But I do know this, that if Mike Tyson keeps doing these money grab type fights with celebrities, eventually he's going to get caught, and it's going to be bad.
What do you mean caught?
He's going to get dropped like a sack of potatoes.
I mean,
he's getting up there in age, man. It doesn't matter how bad you were in your 30s or 20s.
But that's the way to go out like a champion, Like if you're going to go out, at least, you got to go out fighting. Like, and I don't let's like a painter's going to paint. Fighter's going to fight.
Yeah, but there's an expiration date for some of this stuff, You got to – I heard this the other day. Whenever you're in your early 20s, you're producing something like 1 million stem cells a day. Mm. So if you get hurt, your body knows how to fix it. Mm. By the time you hit 40, that number drops to 3,500 stem cells produced a month, right? I don't know what it is whenever you get to your 50s, but – your body just does not repair itself the way that it used to. I'm going to get his name wrong. I think it's Ronnie something. He was a bodybuilder and a Arlington police officer, and he was incredible. And I think he has made it public or said this out loud, and excuse me if I've got my facts mixed up on the guy. I can't even remember his name right. But he was on a lot of steroids. He was a big, big dude. Mm. And the damage that he did to his muscular skeletal system didn't really start to present itself until, well into his career, like later on in life, right? And the guy, I think he's still in a wheelchair. I mean, he broke himself. And the point I'm trying to make is, you know, you can't pretend like you're not aging. I'm not saying that, oh, okay, well, you're a certain age, so you should just give up on life, but, you know, there's an expiration date for some of these activities. Bull riding, UFC, boxing, I mean, you just, bodybuilding.
Yes, of course, is what I'm saying. But I think Mike Tyson is a cat that's going to be in the retirement home, and they're going to have, like, boxing with Mike Tyson nights, and everybody's gonna, you know, all the fellas are gonna line up, and all the old biddies are gonna line up and go, oh, we're gonna fight Mike Tyson tonight. I'd put money on it, but I don't know. But
you're probably right. I've got something that I've been dying to share with somebody, and this really seems like the appropriate time to be doing this. But talking about changes and life. The thing that has got me just completely wrapped up around the axles lately is our advancements in robotics and AI. I'm a driver by trade. My daytime job, I got a CDL and I drive a truck. And I've got this guy sitting across from me. He was talking about it. And he said, well, they're never going to be able to perfect AI to the point where it's going to be able to back up a truck. And I was just struck by his ignorance, because we've got so many things that are automated now that are doing things that we never could have expected, and it's getting to be scary, in my opinion. It worries me. Does it worry you at all?
It heightens awareness about it, I would say. It more because it's like it appears on the radar. Mm-hmm. What are we gonna do? It's like there's a hornet in the room. You know, what are we going to do? Not necessarily that we can kill it that, you know, like that. But I think things like, now when it comes to driving, I have a truck driving friend of mine, and he I know if I got him on the subject about it, he would go on for a minute. But like, I don't trust AI that much, like to put human lives at stake yet.
What if statistically somebody showed you, okay, we've got 10 years worth of data, and we can, without question, show you that these AIs over the last 10 years have performed 90% safer than human drivers? Mm. Would you then be willing to put your trust in safety in these AIs?
Mm. I would have to talk to my lawyer before I answer that question.
Talk to your lawyer.
No.
Okay, so I've got an artist. I want to play this track for you, and then I'm going to ask you a series of questions, like how old do you think this artist is? Mm-hmm. You know, how long do you think she's been doing this? Mm-hmm. And I think you can probably piece together what I'm doing here. But yeah. let's check this track out, and you, the audience, can start kind of answering these questions for yourself as well. Here we go. It's called Rooted Love. Headphones on my head. Podcast whispering in my bed. Words of wisdom, passion in their sound. I'm falling for those voices, no one else around. The rhythm of the laughter always speaks to me. The stories and the dreams.
Bro, guys, gals, non-binary pals, what do we think?
Okay, how old do you think that artist was?
Unknown. It's AI, yeah.
Well, you're spoiling it.
Oh, well.
So I played this for a guy. He's probably in his late 50s, and I was like, I didn't set it up the same way, but I said, I want to play something for you, and I want you to tell me some things whenever you... Anyway, so I asked him, how old do you think she is? And he said, I don't know, her 20s. How long do you think she's been a musician? I don't know, 3-5 years maybe. It's like, okay, cool. Well, here's the truth of that track, folks. There is a website, and it's called Suno.com. You can go there, and they are not a sponsor, but you can... This is what I did. I typed in a short description. I said, I want a female artist, early 2000s, alternative rock, and I want it to be about falling in love with the Fort Worth Roots podcast. Mm. And that is what it came out with. I didn't do anything else. 100% all AI, the lyrics, the beat, everything. And to me, that is alarming. Mm. Now, for you as an artist, is that alarming?
Well, I think we heard how it turned out with the Drake track. And no offense, Drizzy, because Drizzy's been on the radio for a minute. You know, he's been doing his thing. But that he knows that last one was not his strongest one. But anyway, so have you heard the latest Drake-Kendrick Lamar feud going on?
No.
So they're going...
I stay out of that scene.
Word. Well,
I'm all local, man.
Heard. They're going at it. And okay. Kendrick has fired two shots that, like, you know, hit him. You know, but... The Drake track used Tupac and Snoop Dogg AI.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg's still alive.
Right.
So, like, Drake has Snoop Dogg money. He could have very well hit up Snoop Dogg and, like, but hey,
did he have that kind of relationship with him? Mm. He certainly doesn't. Certainly doesn't now, right? I mean, did he have Snoop's permission?
Snoop is a money man. He doesn't care, I don't think. Well, he does care, you know, here and there, I would think. I can't speak for the dog, you know, but the D-O double jizzle. Oh, wait, that's not it. You have to bleep that.
Why?
Anyways.
Overruled. Continue.
All right. But, no, it's just interesting that he used AI on it. But my perspective on it is I think that it could be a useful tool here and there in maybe songwriting for moments. Say you're a song short on an album, you know, and you're like, you know, let's have some fun. You know, maybe you just need like a chorus or a verse or something like that. Is it cheating? I don't know. Sometimes, you know, and that it's like a cheat code, maybe.
But well, it's certainly a cheat code.
Isn't GTA a little bit more fun with the cheat codes?
So sure, but I mean, I'm not taking credit for creativity when I'm playing GTA.
I'm playing a little devil's advocate there, maybe.
I guess.
That being said, the one thing, well, the couple things AI can't do is you can't go see your favorite AI band in concert unless somebody markets that and creates like an AI band and markets that. And, you know, that's a whole different thing. But I think that the difference is they can't interact with the AI artist like they can interact with us while we're around. We are them while we're all here. We are a reflection of each other.
What scares the shit out of me is that 10 years ago we were talking about AI. And everybody was pretty much on the same page. It was the same consensus across the board. Everybody agreed that computers, AI, whatever, it would never be able to duplicate or produce art. Mm. That's what everybody believed. Mm-hmm. And here we are today, and you just witnessed it. I mean, that's art. That's probably Now 2000. You remember those CDs? I don't know if they're still making them. But
oh, I remember that. Yeah, the commercial would come on. Celine Dion would be the first one on there. I remember that.
Something like that. But I'm telling you, that maybe not today, but back in early 2000s, that would have hit the top 10 list. Mm. Casey Kasem would have been playing that. I mean, for sure.
Shout out Casey. Definitely radio legend.
So now, here we are, completely convinced that, well, they'll never be able to interact with AI. They'll never be able to hang out with... you know, a performer, an AI performer. But, dude, Google Boston Dynamics and look at the Atlas robot. You put some skin on that thing, and now you got a stage performer. And it still sounds like a reach, but this shit is happening so fast that I can't even hardly keep up with it.
I can't comment on that because I haven't put the time into it. What I've been focusing on is this album. But what I can tell you all is that this album I'm about to put out is 100% human. Indeed. The painter, oh my God, the first time I saw this painting, I was writing this song before I saw this painting, but when I saw this painting, like, and it was by a friend of mine that I'd worked with, and I hit her up and I was like, hey, is this still available? And she was like, well, it's already been sold, but I can paint you a new one. And I was like, perfect. Yeah, let's see it. And so I sent her the song and said, hey, well, this kind of, you know, has inspired me along the way. Hopefully this inspires the new album art. And so she was listening to that while she was painting the new album cover. Nice. I love that because it's like real painting.
That is cool. That is really cool.
And I think
do you have that album art?
I sent it to you on the file.
Okay.
If you want to post it.
Okay, cool.
But, and I'll send you the name of the painter also.
Okay.
But, I think with AI, we can also charge a bit more maybe is like human artists. Because if we're performing or something like that, you know, they could have an AI DJ or something of this nature, but they could also bring in humans who bring in friends and bring in their friends and, you know, just then it becomes a party. Because, like, it's interesting, this whole interaction of how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, just going on the history of the music industry, I'm sure they won't use this as a route to further oppress human musicians. Mm. I'm sure they won't.
Oh, yeah, the robots in the future?
Well, you know, just, it seems like with every advancement in technology, musicians have gotten the short end of the stick every single time. Mm.
So. We can't even go to Mars anymore because there's spiders on Mars now.
Are there really?
Yeah, this just came out yesterday.
No.
Yes. Google it. Google it right now.
Tell me about the spiders.
Just check out. And it's crazy because Bowie predicted it.
go into that. What are you talking about, Bowie predicted spiders on Mars?
And this is like this might not be real, but like I saw a couple sources on it. So I don't want to, you know, lead y'all on if you're listening or anything. But, you know, we've all got Google, so check it out. But it's crazy. We can't even go up there because I was thinking, oh, maybe we can go to Mars and just let the robots have Earth, you know, whatever.
All right. So here's what I found right off the bat. This is from sci-fi.com. I don't know how legit this is. The ESAS, ExoMars Orbiter, captures swarms of dark spiders, in quotations. Spiders is in quotations, on the surface of Mars. All right. Let's see. Let's get into the article here. In the real world, astronomers have found what look like Harry's relatives, a vast collection of spidery forms scattered across the South Pole of Mars. But they aren't aliens at all. Instead of hinting at an arachnid invasion, these spider-shaped formations are the sign of interesting geological and chemical processes occurring on the red planet.
I thought Harry's relatives got zapped by Voldemort.
You got me, brother. Sorry. We've known about these spiders, officially known as Araniiform Terrain, for years, but they're getting increased attention thanks to new images from the European Space Agency, ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter. The images show the South Pole of Mars littered with swarms of black spider-like shapes. As small as they might look from the orbiter's high vantage point, each of these spiders measures between 45 meters and a kilometer, or between 147 feet. Who cares? Anyway, so it's a land formation. We're okay.
Well, hopefully the spiders just stay away if we go up there.
Yeah.
No. That is wild.
Dude, so we just recently made the move from living in the city to just outside the city. And, man, the bugs. Mm. I've never seen so many scorpions.
Cicada season's coming up, too.
There are spiders that I've never seen in my life out here. Mm-hmm. Bugs. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Do without.
They bug me.
I got one more.
They bug me. That's a danger field right there.
I tell you, I get no respect.
No respect.
I got one more, and this one I typed into AI, and it was make me a country song about Fort Worth Roots podcast stealing someone's dog. Mm. I thought that'd be a good country song.
That is a good country song. I was sitting on my porch just enjoying the day when I heard a story that took my breath away. The Fort Worth Roots, they done stole my best friend. Took my dog, don't know when I'll see him again. But I won't back down, I won't shed a tear. Gonna get my pup back no matter how near or far. I'll track him down through the swamps and
not me,
woods.
Not me jamming to
show
it.
Those podcast folks that messed with the wrong dude. I called up the sheriff, told him what went down. He You know, maybe it's like kitsch. You know, like maybe it's like tchotchke music.
The trail of breadcrumbs, following the clues no matter where they live.
I just can't believe it, man. Mm. It blows my mind. I don't understand it, and I'm an old man, maybe, but get off my lawn. I don't like it. It scares me. There's all sorts of things that we could really be worried about with AI, you know, taking over the world, Skynet kind of situation. But
sure.
And here's a practical application here that really could change. It absolutely will change the way we process consume music, art, whatever. Mm. I mean, it started off with the ChatGPT writing out full page reports for people and things like that. Then the artwork, the digital artwork that it's pumping out, and now music. I mean, there's nothing sacred anymore.
It's really interesting, but I think part of now there it's. Let's say it's a numbers thing. There's a good amount of people that do not care about music one way or the other. It's just background music.
Yeah.
That's fine. But there's also, you know, a good group of folks that, like, you know, are kind of into it. And then there's people that are, like, really into it. And the kind of into it's, you know, I feel like are the big, you know, that's kind of the big, you know, part right there. Maybe, I don't know. I don't have the research behind this. But it seems like your average music listener might fall in love with the band. You know, they might, like, it breaks down to the question of why do you like your favorite group, you know, or, mm-hmm. you know, because you feel like you can maybe relate to them, or you feel like they make music that speaks to your soul. And, you know, part of that is wanting to go see them live, you know. Yeah. Not everybody cares about that, but the people that are kind of into it and the people that are really into it, you know, they're going to buy that ticket.
Yeah.
Those people that don't care about it, they might go. And they might just go as a, oh, what's going on tonight? But they might have that kind of money. You know?
So
there's money across
the board. You're saying it's not going to take anything off the plate. It's just going to add another appetizer or garnishment.
It's another thing in the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time is like, there's real estate in time. You know, there's real estate in land. But, you know, if you break time down in people's day and how many hours they really have that they're listening to things, that's real estate. And that might be good for, like, a listener, too. Because I've kind of gotten into, there's a couple, like, pretty funny AI songs out there that are just funny to listen to and send to friends. That's one thing. But to actually, like, feel something. And it's crazy because those hits in the song were, like, hitting, you know.
Oh, I thought it was pretty exceptional. Mm-hmm. I don't know. For something that just came out of nowhere. I mean, it took that computer maybe 120 seconds to crank that out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what that tells me is that there's a formula to everything, mm-hmm. you know, and man, they're resurrecting comedians from the grave. I mean, this happened probably a month ago, but there's like a whole new set, a George Carlin set that somebody just had an AI come up with. It's crazy.
Well, it's gonna rain. We better have an umbrella. You know what I mean? Like it's either gonna be here. It's the advent of that. So we got to figure out, as people in this lifetime, how we deal with that,
you know, yeah.
that technology.
And I've talked to a lot of people about this, but I ever since some of my well-respected TikTok personalities like Neil deGrasse and Joe Rogan and some other folks talking about simulation theory, ever since that subject started coming up, I can't stop thinking about it. And some of our smart people that know things, they say there's a 50-50 chance that we're living in a simulation right now. And that sounds like absolute bullshit. 10 years ago, that sounded like absolute bullshit. But whenever Gone with the Pups by Suno.com starts ripping a badass country banger in 120 seconds, showing me that there's a formula even to something like human creativity, mm-hmm. I go back to that simulation theory. Mm. What do you think? What are the odds we're living in a simulation theory?
It's probably not much the Oculus Rift thing, because you remember having that thought. I don't know if, you know, it's bold of me to assume you've had that thought, but it, at one point I had this thought about, like, you know, maybe it's all, like, you know, you've got, like, a visor on, or you're in this TV room, you know, something like that. Mm. But, like, a virtual reality kind of a thing. But I don't think it's that. I think that there's systematic simulation.
So the universe can be explained in ones and zeros, that's what you mean? Rather than, it's not like we're being plugged into a video game, but rather that the universe just has an inherent code to it.
There's good theories that it's all math. Like, yeah. Music, for example, is most music, dance music, 130 BPM, that's where the party's at, because you're not spilling your drink, you're still having a good time, and you can slow it down to 120. 120 is great for trap, hip-hop, kind of stuff like that, because you're in the car, or you're on the way to the club, or you're at the club, yeah. You know, but either way, you're not trying to dance, you're there to meet somebody, you know, and talk, and, like, you know, maybe go from there. And then there's also, like, I don't know, it's all heartbeat and stuff like that, so there's interesting measurements, and there's people that would argue that it's all math. I think it probably is.
Yeah, that makes sense. It calms me down a little bit to hear you say that. So.
Who's to say we're not all cells, you know? Like, I've got this theory that we're just all cells, you know, like, in a way, to the planet. The planet's probably alive in a way, and who's, like, I don't know if it doesn't communicate, like, talk, you know, to the other planets, but might send certain waves and stuff that in a grander scale might make us seem like cells to a bigger picture. Yeah. Like, we're all just on God's countertop or something like that.
Yeah, like a bacteria.
Yeah, well.
Growing a giant Texas-sized plastic island.
Humans can choose to either be like a help or a virus, you know, or, you know, a hurt. You know, I think that's what the deciding thing is.
Yeah.
Whatever.
God, I'm being such a downer today. I'm sorry.
No, I love this conversation. This is a great conversation. Some, you know, if we need to hear it, somebody out there needs to hear it.
Well, I don't know how many other people have it rattling around in their head, but, I mean, almost sun up to sundown, I'm just kind of perplexed by our reality, just kind of intrinsically with what I can see, touch, hear, and, you know, use my senses on, but also just the madness of what you witness on the news. You know, it just... so often doesn't even feel like reality anymore.
It's heartbreaking, you know, and there's a lot going on. This AI stuff is, you know, alongside it, but that pales in comparison to what's going on the other side of the world.
Sure.
It's hard to talk about it as an entertainer, because y'all don't listen to me for political opinions.
Yeah.
You know, but.
And that's why we steer clear of it, man, because yeah. Everybody's got their opinion on it, and the truth is we're all very uninformed. You might think that you've got it all figured out, but I think that if you're going to be honest with yourself, how could you possibly feel like you've got all the information to make a strong opinion of the situation? I mean, I've been to the Middle East. I've been overseas. I've dealt with UN militaries, other countries in theater, and so I feel like at very least I've got some hands-on experience. I've seen it. I've breathed the same air as these people living in these Middle Eastern countries that are riddled with destruction from war. You know, even with that experience, in many ways, I feel more lost than probably most people. Mm-hmm. With more data doesn't necessarily mean a greater understanding. So, I always circle back to, we just have to maintain our environment. You know, we have to take care of the people around us. We have to act, in a way that, helps the people around us. Mm-hmm. And, shit, I don't know if that's all you can do, but it's certainly the thing that you have the most control over.
With the real estate of time, why not spend it trying to, you know, bring things up, you know, a little bit? It's like life's a garden, you know, you got to dig it.
Easy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, but I do want to say that, you know, just to anybody listening out there, be good to your Jewish and Palestinian friends right now. It's a rough time.
Everybody needs some consideration and... Some gratitude and some love, and, you know, don't let the media or even two guys talking to you on a podcast persuade you to act differently, but Definitely. Just love and gratitude, man.
Mm-hmm. Breaking out of that, you know any good jokes?
Know any good jokes? My favorite comedian is George Carlin. Second up is probably, I'm blanking on the name. Who's the angry Irish guy?
Bill Burr.
Bill Maybe. Burr.
Are you watching Kill Tony?
I catch clips of it.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
It's animals.
Yes, that has become like a Coke, you know, at night, you know, like, or a soda at night kind of thing. Yeah. I just been watching this like popcorn here and there.
Yeah.
But no, I think the comedy scene in Austin is big. And
you keep Texas, bringing up Austin. You've been going down there?
Yeah, yeah. I played there for South by Southwest this year.
Okay.
So listen, awesome. This is crazy. So I'll go ahead and throw this out there. Yeah, I don't know how many artists have opened up for A Flock of Seagulls, the Ying Yang Twins, and Crocus.
What?
But I hear that'd be me.
Where was this at? Is it part of South by Southwest?
Well, part of that was in the past, but South by Southwest was a Ying Yang Twins ordeal.
That's awesome,
what they
man.
Were saying. It was D-Rock and them were showing up. And, yeah, we were playing at Moonlight right across the street from the Comedy Mothership, Joe Rogan's new joint.
I want to go down there so bad.
You got to go. You got to go. It's really neat. And the scene is crazy because everybody's collaborating. Everybody's talking. I mean, Dallas is popping, but I think Austin collaborates a bit better.
I definitely would agree with you on the comedy scene, for sure. And how hard was it to get into the Mothership?
Oh, I didn't go yet. I'm saving for a different occasion. Well, I was there for business.
So. What we need to do is we need to get a group together and go down there. And,
give me the call. I'll go.
Well, so what I want to do is I'd like to get a bunch of our hard-hitting homies, okay, our podcasters, our musicians, and I'd like to get a number of people to raise their hand and say, I'll go. Mm-hmm. And then I want to type up an email to whoever's reading emails down there at the Mothership and be like, hey, I'm bringing this group of people. There's going to be 40, 50 of us, whatever. Mm-hmm. Would you guys be willing to, you know, I don't know, do a show for us or I don't know, do something.
I would definitely think about that. Like, it'd be good to go down there to book something because I think that would be great, kind of a showcase or something. If not that, maybe do two podcasts. Like, if, say, we book a day at a venue. Mm-hmm. We booked two podcasts that day, y'all in a different one, and then we have a couple bands and stuff like that kind of frequent, live podcast kind of thing.
You're saying we do a show at the Mothership?
You, because, like, it'd be your idea, but, like, if you need bands, you could call me kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's a much further step than what I was thinking. I was thinking we'd just go down there, but that would be dope, yeah.
Hey, I'm always putting together events and ideas. Like, I think that the more the merrier, right?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So, anyway, we'll see if we can work something out like that. As you can tell, it's just kind of this fleeting idea, but
Tim
I have
Davies
talked to a
great,
few people.
Tim Davies is a great comedian locally, too. I know a couple. Colin Jardine, I think, is out there, too. There's a great scene, like, on Magnolia in that area. But that's another thing, is, like, as soon as Twilight shut down, like, where was the comedy scene all gone?
Bro,
it was just Hyenas after that. Yeah. So Hyenas is great.
Well, there's a new one. There's an... I can't remember the name. I want to say it's like Big Laugh or something. Mm. It's a new stand-up place that just opened up, and I talked to them briefly and kind of fell through. I need to reach back out to them. But they're not local. I think they might be out of Austin too, actually. I don't know. Anyway, where can people find your art, Dave?
They can find it on wherever they buy music and all that. Usually.
Just look for Dave Cave?
Yeah, iTunes, Spotify, what else we got? Tidal is coming out. The EP is called Batty. It's going to be great.
The album art is really dope. Okay, I remember you sending it to me now. Yeah. I'm going to put that as the thumbnail for this episode because I really did like that.
Thank you. A little bit of my credits and background is I played a bit at the Whiskey Go-Go, so I do have experience. If anybody hears this out there and they go, who's this guy and does he really play? Does he know how to... You know, I've put in the work, so I hope you guys like this. I think it'll be good.
I'll pause for just a second. There's a I want to close. There's with a rap song that the AI made for us. Since we're talking about hip hop, do you got any shows coming up? Is there anything you want to shout out as far as upcoming events?
I'm putting something together, maybe at the start of June. So I'm planning on putting this album out first and then doing the video a little bit later and then doing the video show. Because everybody does an album release show.
You know? Yeah, that's a lot of fun, man. You should definitely do that. I mean, it's kind of like a little party to celebrate all the work you put into it, you know?
That, but also it'd be good to kind of separate it from the release date to give it another boost.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you do something, like, the day of, you don't give people a chance to, like, kind of get in the song. But I'm confident with this stuff. Like, I think that people are going to like this because I like it.
Well, that one track is definitely taking up a lot of real estate in my brain lately.
Well, thank you. Well, hopefully anybody out there is listening needs some human-made music. This is 100% human, and it's a lot of fun. It's about, so the main track and the lyrics are about, like, supermodels and stuff like
okay.
that. Okay. And so, like, Fashion Week is a big thing, and so it's kind of a statement on Fashion Week. So shout out Versace, and I think Vuitton. Got a couple of Vuitton references. Yeah, we caught up to the present, I'd say. The present, oh, if anybody out there is listening and the album hasn't dropped yet, my last EP called Summer Sweet was last year, and it's a great track for, like, the beach or the drive. It's a nice kind of, so there's this genre called Japanese city pop, and it was kind of an idea of maybe doing, like, a Fort Worth city pop thing, but it also is a surf inspired song on there.
Dave Cave, anything else you'd like to tell folks before we get out of here?
Keep y'all's head up, you know, and stay up. Life is crazy sometimes, and it's not always the darkest of days. So I hope you enjoy this album. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, we're going to close this out. Absolutely. We're going to close this out with Fort Worth Roots Takeover by Suno and their little AI robots. Stuff's crazy. I hope I didn't drive you guys nuts with adding this disgraceful stuff to the mix today, but I was very interested in it, and hopefully you like it too. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Step into the scene, 90s supreme. Fort Worth Roots taking over the hip hop dreams. Podcasts on the rise, spreading far wide. From the Fort Worth streets to worldwide tide. Interviews on the booth, keeping it all real. Spitting knowledge, dropping gems just the way they feel. Tales from the street, stories never heard before. Fort Worth Roots knocking at your front door. Laid back vibes, rolling deep with the beats. Fort Worth Roots bringing that lyrical heat, representing the city, taking over the map, putting Fort Worth on, ain't no time to nap.
That's episode 193. Thank you, Mr. Dave Cave, for sharing your art with us and the conversation and your time. Thank you so much, my friend. Hope to have you back on the Fort Worth Roots podcast real soon. Make sure you let us know anytime you've got a new show going on, you're ready to release a new single, whatever. We want to hear it. And I'm not kidding. I'm not big on flattery. If I got something very flattering to tell you, I'm going to tell you. If I don't, I just won't. But I have been jamming out to that track. Interestingly enough, the instrumental is the part that gets stuck in my head. I wake up in the mornings with that song stuck in my brain, taking up space. Free rent. No rent? How do the kids say that? Anyway, moving on. Megan's staring at me like, you dork. All right. Let's talk about these sponsors real quick. And make sure you check out the show notes for Dave Cave's information. We got it all plugged in there. Starting off, McFly's Pub. You know about that. 1980s Back to the Future themed bar. Come check us out May 25th with the Traumatics. Opening up for them is going to be Sarah Savage. The Body Scrubbery. Type that into your navigation. Hey, I'm going to let you in on a secret. I left my notepad at the studio. So I'm freebasing all this today. I don't know if that's the right word, but we'll call it that, freebasing. Okay. The Body Scrubbery. Check that out. This is a place of relaxation and quality vibe chillness. Awesome stuff. You need to go there. You need to relax. And the Body Scrubbery is the place to do that. Look them up online on Instagram or their website. It's all The Body Scrubbery. I do remember that. All right, moving on. Let's get the other ones out of the way. We got Eaton Data Solutions. Mr. Richard, our friend at Eaton Data Solutions, the proprietor, the owner, the creator of Eaton Data Solutions. He works for Fortune 500 businesses at a much larger data protection company. And he realized that the smaller businesses needed the same protection that these large businesses receive from their company. Now, a small and medium-sized business can't afford this data protection. That's where Eaton Data Solution comes in. They're geared to protect small and medium-sized businesses. Good luck trying to get one of these other companies to do it at a price that you can afford. You can go to EatonDataSolutions.com. Look up our sponsor, and in the top right, there's a drop-down menu, and it'll tell you all about their services. You can request a quote, but basically what he's going to do is he's going to come in, and he's going to show you and your team where you're vulnerable, where your data is vulnerable, and we're going to do an episode with Richard real soon talking about what exactly his company provides and telling us some of the horror stories of people having their data locked up and then sold back to them, ransom style. It's really crazy what's going on. If you don't think you need this kind of stuff, you're wrong. It's happening more and more, and small and medium-sized businesses are being targeted because they don't have this type of protection. But don't worry, Eaton Data Solutions can take care of you. If you're a small or medium-sized business, you want to check this out. And don't check this out after you get attacked. Do it before. This is a real problem. EatonDataSolutions.com. All right, moving through the list in my brain. We got the Boulevard Brew over there on River Oaks Boulevard. They offer everything you can get at all the other coffee shops, only it's better, duh. But that's the first third of the store when you walk in, the back two-thirds. They got a music venue back there. They play live music almost every Friday. They got a bar set up in the back and a nice lounge area. If you if you're a mobile worker, and you like to take your office with you or whatever, if you're looking for a cool, vibey place to just set up and relax, it's a nice, quiet environment. It's located off of River Oaks Boulevard. Type in Boulevard Brew into your navigation, just down the street from the military base and like a mile away from the Fort Worth Roots podcast studio. All right, co-host, I might need you to brainstorm over there on our sponsors. Let me know if I'm forgetting anybody. Okay, yep, I did it. I'm putting it on you. Wavy Digital, find them on Instagram. That's W-A-V-V-Y. Gianna Scott is great at supporting small businesses and musicians. Anybody that needs to amplify their social media footprint, check them out on Instagram at W-A-V-V-Y Digital and see what they can do for you. Woodpost Metalworks, here come the easy ones, the ones that I've been saying for years now. This is year three of the River Oaks Spring Fest Car Show. We met Darren and the Houck family during year one of the River Oaks Spring Fest Car Show. So about 2 years I've been working with these folks, and they've been really good to the show. Houck Walker Originals, Woodpost Metalworks, and Roofing Solutions by Darren Houck. Woodpost Metalworks, they have crafted an amazing LED backlit steel sign for the Fort Worth Roots podcast. You can go by our studio, look at it, Yell and Meandering, and see this badass piece of artwork. But it's not just this podcaster that they made these signs for. They're all over town. Chances are you've probably seen one of them if you shop at any of these local businesses like you promised you would. They're everywhere, and they've got a reputation for their quality, their timeliness, and their price point. So check them out. That's Woodpost Metalworks, Houck Walker Originals. And by the way, folks, you can find all of this in our show notes and on the Fort Worth Roots website. We've got a drop-down menu where you can see our trusted sponsors, so you don't have to write any of this down. What am I missing? Did you get Flurry? Flurry Fitness. Don't forget Flurry Fitness. I'm going there this week. I told Andy I would. This is a boxing-style gym, but I think whenever people hear that, they're going to think, oh, well, I don't need to learn how to box. It's not about that. It's about developing an incredible upper body strength. You want the most pound per punch for your exercise routine? Pardon the pun. Your shoulders pop harder than anything else on your body. And you keep your fists up for like an hour, which is how long the exercise is. That's going to give you an incredible shoulder upper back thingy going on. So no matter how good you do at this workout routine, I think you're probably going to see it in your shoulders first. I'll get back to you on this because I'm going to start going there twice a week. Flurry Fitness is located right across the street from the military base inside the same parking lot as that Target. And if you'll go in there and you'll tell them Fort Worth Roots Podcast sent you, Andy, the owner, who is awesome. We love this dude. Not just because he's a sponsor, because he's a real cool dude. He will waive all of your sign-up fees. So check that out. Flurry Fitness. Get a great workout. Learn how to throw a punch. Look really cool doing it. And your shoulders. Your shoulders are going to pop so hard, it's going to be ridiculous. People will be like, where'd you get those shoulders, bro? Flurry Fitness, son. Okay, moving on. I was in the middle of the Hulk talk. All right, HulkWalker.com. This is why I have a notebook. HulkWalker.com. Go there to get all your cool customized swag that you need for your business or a party. Maybe you got a baby shower you're putting together and you want a cool like custom tumbler to hand out to all the people that come celebrate your baby thing. Yeah, check them out. Hulk Walker Originals. It's HulkWalker.com. And I didn't mention this. It's because I don't have a notepad. Wood Post Metalworks will give you 10% off by using podcast 817 at checkout. All right. Roofing Solutions by Darren. It's Roofing Solutions by Darren Houck. Is it Roofing Solutions by Darren? Anyway, Roofing Solutions by Darren Houck is your solution for roofing in the DFW area, commercial and residential, and they will give you 50% off a roofing tune-up. And don't take my word for it. They have great reviews. You can check them out online. Just look for Roofing Solutions by Darren Houck, and you will see that they have a great reputation with the community. They're very well respected. And it's because, listen, they might get up on your roof and do a great job except for like one thing. And then you call them up. You're like, hey, you did a great job except for this one thing. Well, they're going to come back and they're going to fix it because they're local and they have a great reputation. Don't use just anybody to protect the most valuable asset that you have, your home. You need somebody that's local because they care about their reputation. It's super easy to print up magnets and throw them on the side of your car. Go get a burner phone with an 817 number, and all of a sudden everybody thinks, oh, there's a local guy. Not true. Not always true. But Darren Houck, his family, have been inside the River Oaks area for a very long time. And before Darren started roofing, his dad was doing it. But Darren's been doing it for 13 years. And before that, he was working inside of a manufacturing plant for shingles and materials like that, if I'm remembering correctly. But anyway, their family has been in this industry for a very long time. So they've got the knowledge and they've got the reputation. It's Houck, Roofing Solutions by Darren Houck. Again, this is why I carry a notepad every time I do this. All right, we got Wavy Digital. We got Boulevard Brew. We got the Body Scrubbery. What's that? Cowtown Nutrition. Thank you. Cowtown_Nutrition on Instagram. I might even be able to do the read from memory. Nope, can't do it. Something about avoid that compulsory fast food craving. Stop by Cowtown Nutrition to enjoy your favorite Herbalife shake. Learn about their on-site fitness classes that they hold there on location at Cowtown Nutrition. It's right next to Boulevard Brew. So I've got this routine that I'd like you to follow. Go get your coffee at Boulevard Brew. It's going to wake you up. Then go down to Flurry Fitness, get a good workout, and then go down to Cowtown Nutrition, get yourself a shake. You need that protein, son. It's what plants crave. Okay. I think that's it. I think I got them all. God forbid, or God help me if I forgot anybody, but I did. I lost, didn't lose it. I know where it's at. We did this event, and I had my notepad with me because that's what you do, and then I forgot it at the studio. Was that? Pouring Glory? I didn't say anything about Pouring Glory. Good call. That's why you have a co-host, folks. She didn't want to be on mic today, but she's here keeping my shit together, so that's good. Pouring Glory is a growler refilling station. They have award-winning food, a lot of awesome craft beers on the wall. And when I was trying to think of like what's really special about this place, have you ever been to a place that had really bad taps? Like you can taste the difference. You're getting a pour of your favorite beer, but it just doesn't taste right. It's because that place doesn't have clean taps. Pouring Glory, I've been going there for 5 years, maybe more. Their beer always comes out great. It's cold. It's clean. It's awesome. I left a really weird review today on the Fort Worth Roots account for Pouring Glory, and you might be able to find that. If you go to Facebook, look up the reviews, you'll see Fort Worth Roots and my really weird review that I left them, just trying to be silly and zany, and probably a fun read. I hope Scott doesn't mind. Scott and his crew over there are awesome people, and way before they became sponsors, I was a patron at that place, and I love it. It's got a great vibe. They've got dog park Sundays. You can bring your dog anytime you want, but they have dog park Sundays, and you can take your dog off the leash, let them run crazy in their enclosed space, socialize with other doggos while you're enjoying that delicious beer and one of their award-winning burgers, and just hang out. If you have not been to Pouring Glory yet and you live in Fort Worth, you're messing up, son. But you don't have to live that lie. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live with that mistake. You can go there just any day out of the week. Probably, let's see, what's the best time to go there? I'd say 7 o'clock, 6 or 7 o'clock before it gets too crazy. I'm kidding. It's never that crazy, but that's the best time to go. Sun's going down. Everything's nice and cool. The musician just showed up. He's tuning up his guitar. He's got everything plugged in. He's ready to rock. 7 o'clock. That's when I'd go. That's when I'd tell you to go. But you can go anytime you want. Usually open about 11 o'clock, I believe, and keep the light on for you, Tom Baudet style, until 9 or 10. So check on those hours because I have my book with me. All right. One more time, Dave Cave, thank you so much for giving us some of your time and letting our Fort Worth Roots listeners, our friends out there, hear a little bit about you. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, thank you all for your support. Winning another award, the Fort Worth Magazine selecting us as Best of 2024 for podcast is a great honor. Anytime we get any kind of recognition for this. Been doing this for 4 years, guys. 4 years. And it can be exhausting. But whenever we get those little nudges, little, hey, good job, keep it up, it's always special. So, but we thank you guys. We thank you for your comments. We thank you for sharing our episodes and our information with your friends and family. And we appreciate you coming out to these events. The live music series is going. It's still alive. And we're going to make it what it is this year. And with your support, it'll be even bigger next year. And all of this is to support small businesses and provide an additional stage for our local musicians. So come see us May 25th out at McFly's Pub. Sarah Savage is opening up for the Traumatics, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I've got a few other ideas we might throw in there last minute. So if you want to follow us on social media, we'd love you for it. Following us on Instagram is a huge help. It's Fort Worth Roots on Instagram, but we will keep you up to date to the minute. If anything changes the day of, we'll let you know via Instagram. So that's Fort Worth Roots on Instagram. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you next week.